Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening, good evening. This is not Gene Hodge, this is Heinz Maduke sitting in for Gene Hodge. But we're glad to be here doing the Opportunity Hour for job seekers, those that are looking for jobs. We can help you find an enjoyable job, not just a job. Enjoyable job that would do you what you really want to do. Do you know having an enjoyable job is not really a job? It is something that you enjoy doing every day, and you do it every day. So that's what we want to convince you and encourage you to go ahead and do what you really enjoy doing. You can do two things by doing that. You'll please your employer, and you will have a successful and a happy life doing what you enjoy doing. And I also like to say, give you a whole complete tour of the show. I'm going to let my boy band play it for you, and we'll come right back. Are you ready, Glenn?
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show, and simply by going out to our Tan Talk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything.
Did you hear all of that? Did you hear what Mr. Gene just told you? He gave you some great, great opportunity to do what you want to do. If you are a job seeker looking for a job, and I'm going to tell you something, I have two wonderful people here in the studio with me sitting behind the mics. Mm-hmm. And one has some opportunity that he is looking for somebody that really want to be a part of his show. Mm-hmm. And now, opportunities knock one time a lot of times, they say, well, sometimes they do knock twice. Mm-hmm. But you got to take advantage of the ones that knock when they do knock.
That's right.
And being in this type of career field and this type of job seeking that we want you to find a job that you really enjoy doing. Something that you really can put your whole heart into it and have a good time and a good life. And the employer or employee that you, I mean, the employer that you're with, and if you're not working for yourself, then you can be able to enjoy yourself, enjoy your job. So, just to have the two guests I have, I'm going to introduce them to you, starting with the greatest comedian that I know. Her name is Miss Debbie. She wears the yellow hat, and she can tell you a lot of things. Miss Debbie, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good.
It's so great to
have y'all. And what is it, Radio Land?
It's radio.
Oh, Lord, I'm so happy to be on the radio. I don't know what to do.
This is Talk 10 radio show hosted by Mr. Gene Hodge, his show, but hosted today by Mr. Dukes, sitting in for him. So, with Miss Debbie on my left side, and the guy that writes the play and sing the song is Mr. Sean Smith. Good evening, Mr. Smith.
Good evening.
And how do you to be this evening?
So far, so good.
What do you bring to the table, Mr. Smith?
Listen, if you have the ability or the thought or the idea of wanting to act, sing, you have talent and you want to put your talent out there and you want to expose it other than just you in the shower, or you in your local church, and you want to say, I want to sing for the world. I want to go out there. I want people to hear me. Well, guess what? We thank God for being the owner of Grand Royal Productions, where dreams become a reality. Over here, you can act. You can showcase your talent. You can do whatever you want. We do stage plays, and we have one coming up here on July 27th, right in the heart of Largo.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right.
We're touring it. So we want to put you on this program. We want to get you on the mic and in acting. We have Miss Debbie with us. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
We're going to have a ball with her.
That's a fun thing. That's a fun. Now, look, he said acting now and singing. Now, if you can't hold a note, don't be coming up here trying to audition. And you can't hold a note, you make all the glass break out the window.
I don't know.
But we will put them to act.
You might have another gift that might not be your gift, okay? You got to streamline that. Dr. Sean.
All right.
we'll try to help push your dream.
They will help you.
This Grand Rock production is being sponsored by a company that I know called Christian Magazine.
Impact Christian Magazine. Yes.
So, if you see that around, feel free. But we want you to go ahead and get these tickets while they are free and flowing. Real reasonable. I mean, you can't go to no stage show and pay what.
That's right.
He's offering these tickets for. So, you need to jump on them and have them. But here's the key. The thing is, this is the Job Seekers Hour. And we offering you the opportunity to see and be able to talk to two live people that you may want to be able to be a part of. You want to look at, can I do this or can I do that? And well, these individuals has the know-how and the say-so. Something can encourage you to step out there on faith to do what you desire you want to do and get what you really want. This is the whole thing is, get what you really want to do. I heard Gene say this many times. It took me a while to catch on to it. You do what you do that you do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do and do every day. That's what you enjoy doing. So as a job seeker, you always try to find that glitch or that itch that you want to solve. Mm-hmm. So by going to the right people in the right places, you can find that. But believe me, now, it's not just around the corner. You got to do some searching. Got to do some soul searching, too. Again, Mr. Gene used the analogy that whatever you like to do, write down 10 things and see how far you go. And if you can get 20, good. But if you can get 10, you go back and analyze those things and see which one is the best one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, you can have an enjoyable job, or you can find an enjoyable job.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want you just finding a job. We want you to find an enjoyable job. And we found out in the past few years, if you find an enjoyable job, you can grow a company.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, you can find your itch that you want to step out on your own. When we talk about the Entrepreneur Hour, that's what we be talking about. You can find what it takes for you to do and to become an entrepreneur as a job seeker. So put that before. And always, whatever it is, do it from within. Do it within the heart. And always keep the faith. And continuously, when you fall down, you do what?
Get back up.
That's right.
Keep trying.
So, always. We're going to take a 5-minute break. Going here, we come back. We're going to have a few, bring some of the people that pays the bill along and help us out.
Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Parts Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know now you can get Gene's online courses revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? There are 3 online courses showing Gene video presenting each course. The course titles are The Hodgepodge Formula to Enjoyable Employment, How to Write a Resume to Get You Noticed, Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose? It is highly recommended that the Hodgepodge Formula to Enjoyable Employment be taken first, as it introduces a revolutionary training process model that prepares job seekers to meet the changing needs of our workforce. This methodology is used in all of Gene's courses. In each course segment of video, Gene explains and demonstrates step by step the formula for finding enjoyable employment using your life's experiences.
To get Gene's online courses, just go to udemy.com. That's udemy.com. Type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for courses, choose a course. Coming soon, interviewing techniques, how to easily answer the top 25 interviewing questions. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Hey, this is what we're talking about. We're living right here in America. Well, we do what we want to do. Well, we can make anything happen that we want to happen. And I want you to understand that I have, this is Job Seekers Hour. We're trying to show you how you can get that enjoyable job. I have two individual here on one side of me. I have Dr. Sean Smith. I have Sister Dovey, who has the ability to make you laugh out of your shoes. And Dr. Sean Smith, who can put you into action to be an actor or whatever if you desire to have that. So you don't have a, you have the great opportunity. It is. Job seekers, if you're looking for the job and you know what you want, and if you have those skills and those capabilities, here they are. They live in color. Pick up the phone and call. You can ask them any question you want to ask if you're listening out there and want to know and want to do this. This is Job Seekers Hour. We want you to have, even if there's companies out there looking for somebody, we give you 5 minutes to tell what you want to tell and tell us so we can help you. We're here to help, and we thank you. Gene Hodge, I appreciate you listening to his show, and I appreciate you allowing me to come into you on your radio. On Talk 10 Radio. Mr. Sean, tell the people what you need.
We need you to come out and enjoy this show. Tell them I'm going to make it. And of course, with these, the entrepreneur or the job hour, this is what you can do. You can make it. Don't ever give up on your dreams. You know, Mr. Dukes, you mentioned something about people having talent and going out there trying to figure it out. Listen, I don't think you're too old to reach a dream. I don't think you're too old at all. If you can breathe, if you can move, if you can still see and you got ability, you can do whatever you want to do. Get the job done. Don't let nobody discourage you.
Mm-hmm.
Make it happen. If you're good with your hands, you say, hey, I can braid real good. Well, then guess what?
You're
got a hair business.
Yeah.
You know, if you can cook, guess what? You can make sandwiches. Something you can do to say that, and listen, you can do it better than somebody else.
That's right.
You may have a gift that somebody else can't do. God gave us all an ability to do something different and unique. He made you. You're unique. You got a gift. Make that happen. You're never too old to make your dream a reality.
Right.
And you can push your dream. And so this is what we are here at Grand Royal Productions. Where dream, our slogan, where dreams become a reality. You think you can act, if you think you can sing, if you need help with any of those things, this is what we're doing. We're always looking for somebody to come and be a part of the show, come and be a part of a concert, background singers, whatever. We are touring. We're going on the road with this. We would love for you to go with us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whatever you find yourself ability to do, if you got comedy, let's talk to Miss Dovety. Miss Dovety can make you laugh.
Job seekers, if you're out there, you're job seekers, and you really know what you want to do, and you say you think you want to know what you do, even if you don't, take a chance on it, call and see if somebody can give you an encouragement and give you a pitch that you didn't know you had.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. That's what Job Seekers Hour is all about. Being able to find what you didn't know you had, but you had the capability to do it, and you want to do it.
Now, you know, they doing some of everything now.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's the fact.
You know, because sometimes when you think job seeker, you think about the 9 to 5. But some people ain't doing that. First of all, most of y'all be late for work anyway. You're supposed to be there at 9. You don't get there till 9:30, 10 o'clock. So you really don't need to be looking for no 9 to 5. And then when you get to lunch, you be ready to go home already. Or ready to go to lunch as soon as you get there. So some of y'all might not need that. You know, you want to find something. I was on something I was looking at, and it might have been a TikTok. They had a position for a cuddler. You know what a cuddler?
No, I don't know what a cuddler. What is a cuddler?
Yeah, it's somebody that they're going to come to your house, and all they're going
to
do is cuddle with you. And people pay you to do that.
What?
Yeah. Now look, don't get in trouble now. Dr. Sean, don't y'all get in trouble. But they got all kinds of things out there that somebody will come and hold you in the midnight hour.
Jesus.
Now see you know, that's a thin line right there.
I guess it
that's
is.
That's a thin line right there. But it's all kinds of
Are you hiring anybody for that?
For cuddling.
Are you hiring anybody
they
for that?
They sure gonna have to pay me. If you gonna get a cuddle from Dovey, you gonna have to get paid. I'm gonna have to get paid.
Yes.
So it's plenty of things when you think about what people want. If it's cleaning their house, like you said, anything. It's things that people don't want to do. They gonna pay somebody else.
That's right.
To do,
do it.
So be creative when you're thinking about. Don't always think about it's the 9 to 5
job.
You got to clock in.
That's
okay.
Right. And that is a fact.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cause I was looking for a yard man other day. A guy came to me and told me what he wanted. He shot me when he gave me his price. I said, wait a minute. I had to go pull my lawnmower out of my garage and pull some gas in it myself for the price he wanted.
Well, he charged a lot.
He wanted to charge a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's a thing, I think, in the industry, they all come with this. They got to clean it up to meet their standard. Then they'll give you
the negotiation.
They give you a regular price, weekly price, or monthly price.
Mm-hmm.
But the beginning price is outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But there's another thing right there. That's one of the things about job seekers. You know, if you don't have mind the hot sun in Florida, there's a plenty.
Plenty of yards to cut,
and people want them cut. Because, I cut mine for quite a few years. I just said it.
Now, you think about how many yards. You might just get in just your one neighborhood. You get 10 yards
my
to
whole
cut.
Street.
That's some money right there.
That's my whole street, because I know in my whole street, We got by 5 different lineman's on my street.
Mm-hmm. What about car detailing? Everybody
car detailing, mobile detailing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Job seekers. You know, and now, you know, a few years ago, job seekers, detailing was a thing. You could do it side the road and anywhere. Now you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They done got the law said now, if you must be on concrete.
Yeah, you got to be somewhere. Can't be no shade tree.
Can't be on no shade tree under the ground.
Wow.
Because of the low tires we have,
okay.
Mm-hmm. The ground level, and see all that chemical go right into the ground and on into the sanitation plant.
Mm-hmm. We don't want that.
They don't want that. So that's another thing. But yet and still, there is opportunity there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very good opportunity. I mean, I have a guy come to my house and do my 2 cars. Mm-hmm. They ain't worth all the money I spent on them, but I just want them clean.
That's right. And you don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
That's right.
That's a fact. So, you know, job seekers is very, very, I tell every time I'm on Gene's show, I say, there's more opportunity right now for job seekers than ever been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because of COVID changed a lot of things in this country.
Yes.
And you got people come to this country, start things, do better than people been here all their life.
Mm-hmm.
Be creative.
Be all their life.
Mm-hmm.
But job seekers are something. And then on top of that, what I like about when you talk about job seekers, you can merit it with the entrepreneur hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because the job seeker can easily, once he get into that gear mode or whatever he's doing, what he's doing, he can easily move into being an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you learn what you're doing and you can do it professionally,
you master it.
You can easily go out and do your own thing. And once you convince people that you know what you're doing and what you're talking about and how to do it,
mm-hmm.
it's no problem.
And but then become an employer.
That's right.
Right.
They can become an employer.
Very easy. And that's another thing. In this country, you have that capability. But we have so many people don't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole
problem. I was finna say that because I know our generation, well, my generation, we didn't have no problem getting out. Having a job.
No, of course we had to get.
You had no choice.
You had to get out and get a choice.
Everything's handed to people now. Everything's easy. So it's like I ain't got to do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just sent my grandson off today to the Air Force Academy.
Oh.
He says, "Granddad, I don't want to be in the military." I said, "Son, it's not what you want to be. The opportunity exists.
Mm-hmm.
What you got." A lot of kids can't get,
mm-hmm.
but it don't excite them. I mean, something like this, it blew my mind if I had the opportunity. I spent 23 years in the Air Force, and I'm proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
But to go in at the level he going in at and what he can be able to do, I said, I don't understand what they... Like you say, we done give it all to them.
Mr. Dukes, mm-hmm. the true reality is that we are truly blessed to have a country to allow us to have these opportunities.
That's true.
You know, of course, they don't know anything about going into the Air Force and having a trade or picking up something. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, they'll thank you and say, you know what? You pushed me. Now, I own my own jets.
Mm-hmm.
I own my own planes. I wouldn't have never owned that if you didn't push me.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. You know, people don't know, but I taught school for 12 years. And it's amazing when I walk into a business and I can see one of my students. I don't forgot what he looked like, but he ain't forgot me.
See,
because
impact.
Yeah, you know, most of the kids in my class, out of 12 years, I taught them how to tie a tie.
Wow.
I walked in the bank one day and this kid sits behind the cash register as a tailor. And he just went flipping crazy. People thought he was stupid. They said, that's my teacher. He taught me how to tie this tie. I kind of felt kind of bad.
Embarrassed?
But still, I felt great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the kid just went, he was just so enthused that I came into the bank. And he said, "Man, Mr. Dukes, I really thank you." I said, you know, it's just a thing of having some type of respect and mercy. But that's what it's all about.
He might not have nobody teach him that.
Mm-hmm. He never had a tie around.
Nobody taught him that.
Matter of fact, the average high school kid when I was teaching school had never had a tie around their neck.
Right.
Mm. And some of them got really, you know, I don't think I want to ever do this. But here they go, when they come out of high school, they want to get a job.
Mm-hmm. They had to wear a tie.
They learn how to dress.
Absolutely.
So, same thing with the girls. You got to wear some stockings. You can't be going up in the people place bare leg. You got to wear stockings and a slip. Yes. Don't nobody wear no slip
no
more.
They don't wear no slip no more, do they?
No, they don't. You know how you go to church and somebody tap you, say your slip hanging. Ain't no slips hanging no more. Ain't no slips hanging no more, because don't nobody, the women don't wear the slips no more.
Because it keep hanging?
Maybe. That might be the reason.
But there you go. That's an opportunity right there for a job seeker.
A job seeker.
Yeah.
What can make I make a slip that won't hang?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly
okay.
Right.
A slip that won't
make
slip
a slip that won't hang.
Slip. The no slip slip. The no slip
the no slip. No slip slip hanger.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing.
Come up with.
But that's why, as Dr. Smith said, that's what makes life so great here. We have the opportunity to really stretch our imagination to the fullest, create, and even if that fail, we can easily go back, start all over again.
That's right.
But you just got to keep the faith, though. But a lot of time, we lose that urge to continue because we had such a downfall. So, here we go. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back to see you. Don't go nowhere, job seekers. We want you to call in. Tell us what you think and what you want. Give us some feedback about the show. Gene Hodge Show.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great.
All right.
Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
We want you to find your purpose before it's too late. That's why we're here offering this Job Seekers Hour, for you to be able to find your purpose before it's too late. Gene Hodge has planted the seed here, and he wants you to learn and understand that this hour is for you. all you job seekers that are looking for jobs, we can help you to find a job. But we can't help you if you don't call in and let us know about it. Talk to us. I know somebody out there listening to us. So let us know. Let Gene Hodge know what we can do for you. We're here waiting on you. We do this out of our own. And a lot of sponsors help pay the bill, but we pay our own way. So feel free. Call in and talk to us. Talk to Mr. Gene Hodge. And if I'm here the following week, if he don't fire me, I'll be back. So here we are again. We got the two greatest people that I know. We got Miss Dovey, who is the greatest comedian, female type. And we also got Dr. Smith, who is a writer, who has already done written his own play and planning on expanding his play and expanding on showing how, as a job seeker, what you can do. What better way to know and you can talk to somebody and being able to feel the trueness of what they do and how you can do it. You may not can be a singer, but you can be an actor. Mr. Smith does it all. Oh, mm-hmm. By the way, he's a half good cook.
No, you're not a half good cook.
He makes some fantastic cakes.
Okay. So Sean's taste the cakes.
Sean tastes the cake. And that's another opportunity. That, as you were saying earlier, you don't know what people won't do and what they can do until you do it. Now, who would think Dr. Smith was a cake maker?
Not by looking at him. Now, he looked like he eats some cakes, so but do. I don't know about cooking no cakes, baking cakes.
He makes some great cakes. So here you go. See, guy making cake, guy write plays, guy sing. He does it all. Mm-hmm. Rick, can you ice skate?
A little bit. Believe it or not, I also have my own catering company. It's a Tasteful of Blessings Catering. But believe it or not, my trade, I'm a hygienist by trade. I love cleaning teeth.
That's what I'm talking about, the stuff that don't go together.
Don't go together.
Like you cooking cakes, you're going to give cake cavities.
Then you want to clean
But now you want to clean your teeth. Well, that might go together.
You get your teeth clean.
Mm-hmm. Well, some discount tickets.
It just goes to show you that you can do whatever your mind is put to do it.
But the problem we have is, Ms. Debbie, you know, you say that a lot, but if believe in staying with nothing too long.
No.
You know, you may teach one how to make a cake today. 2 months from there, it don't tell them what he'd be doing.
Mm-hmm.
He'll change. He'll stop in the middle of the screen and go another way.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that consistency, not for a long period of time. But that's what we are trying to do and convince them that they do have that, but they have to stick with it.
Yeah.
It got good ideas. It's all got good ideas, but they just quit. I'm looking at, what was this show? Oh, Sherry. Sherry Shepherd show this morning.
Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had this game where they put balloons. As many balloons they can get under the sweater of an individual. I said, look at that. It's just crazy. But now somebody had to blow up all these balloons.
Somebody had to blow up.
But the thing is, some of the least thing that we never think about is it successful sometimes.
Right.
And so that's the thing we have to do. And that's why we try. Gene to always say, do what you enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get that. You can get that job. It may not. And see, another thing with a lot of this generation today, they don't want to travel too far. And they don't want to have to work too much.
Mm-hmm.
They want that job, just like when they drive through McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
They want that job just like that.
They want the microwave effect.
Yeah,
they want it quick. They don't want to wait on
the results.
They don't
want to wait on nothing.
Put in the hard work.
To get rich quick, I say if you could get rich quick, then we all would be rich.
I'm telling you.
If you could do that.
If you master that, call me.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I think all of us want that part.
But the fact is, we have got to let our society know that there is possibility for anything your idea is. And no one thing must happen. Nobody can take your idea.
Mm-hmm.
Your idea is your idea.
Mm-hmm.
Then what somebody can do, if you give it to them, they can perfect it. But if it's yours, you have to follow through with it continuously. You have to put it on the board. You have to kind of
write your vision.
Write your vision. Continuously write your vision. continues to look. I thought that was a joke for years.
Mm-hmm.
If I write your vision, mm-hmm. I found out when I wrote my vision and stayed with it, everything fall into place. All of it become fruition, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things we have to have. And when you look at a lot of the job opportunities that exist, a lot of people tell you, you know, I had 5 people last week. Mm-hmm. This week I ain't got one.
What?
Yeah.
People don't want to even get paid.
Don't even want to get paid.
You didn't wait 2 weeks till the payroll hit.
And that is the truth.
Mm.
I did training for Ed Morris Cadillac. And the guy said, Mr. Dukes, you got some great students, but they don't want to come to work on time.
Mm.
And that was the killer. And they say, well, I'm going to make a pocket full of money. How are you going to make a pocket full of money and you're not going to the job? That's like you
right.
said, Ms. Debbie, they're supposed mm-hmm. to be there at 8.
They get there.
They get 9, 9:30, mm-hmm. and then want you to give them
full pay.
Full pay.
Full pay and ready to go on lunch at 11.
And ready to go on lunch at 11. So what we're saying here to all of you out there in radio, that's listening to us here on Talk 10 Radio, we just want to give you the opportunity. As job seekers, looking for jobs, we want you to be able to find that enjoyable job.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a job.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want you to be what we call just over broke. You've heard that term, I know.
Mm-hmm.
J-O-B means just over broke.
Mm.
And we want you to be able to get that job that you will be enjoyable in doing, and your employer will be great to have you to do that job.
A career.
You have a career. You'll be motivated to do. And he'll be motivated to reward you.
Right.
And you will get rewarded. Believe me, whatever you're doing, somebody's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And they know if you're doing a good job or you're doing enough just to get by.
Yep.
And that's one of the problems we have in job seekers field today. Everybody want to do just enough to get by. And you don't believe me? When you drive through McDonald's, drive through Burger King, ask the guy I needed to catch up and see how many he'll give you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll grab a handful because what? He don't buy them.
Mm-mm.
He don't make the inventory.
Wow.
He could care less.
Right.
He just gave away half of his product and half of his pay if he got caught doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But they
mm-hmm.
don't look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You want? I said to the guy, give it 2 ketchup. Okay.
Whole handful.
And napkin.
We hurt the company. That's why the company has such a hard time
mm-hmm.
making a profit. Because the employees give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have it. And then when you go to another place and you ask for a ketchup, I gave you one. How many you want, you know? So
they don't start charging. $0.75.
They sure have.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nickel a pack.
If you get one with the sandwich, if you want another one, you got to pay for it. All right. We're looking here. Gwen, we're going to have another break coming up, Gwen. All right. Let's have a break, and we'll talk. Probably be the last break of the hour.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instructions on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again. Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
Let's go.
Yeah, country loved.
All right. I guess you understand that song. That song is a true song.
Absolutely.
In this country, the great American, you have the opportunity to do what you would like to do. Mm-hmm. You have the opportunity to be effective and make it happen if you so desire. But you can't beat, cheat, and rob. You got to be able to do it. Face value. And that's why we're here. That's why Gene Hodge developed this opportunity out and this job seekers out. So we can encourage you out there to be a part of the society that we are trying to build here in this country. The greatest country you've ever been to. I've been halfway around the world. I hadn't seen a country better. Regardless of what we have going on some of the things that happen, we still are in the best country it is. And if you don't think it is, go to the border and see how many are trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
And because they know it's better. So job seekers, the opportunity to prevail for you is here for you. All we want you to do is take a hold to it and run with it. See what you can do with it. It's so many things are happening just because of what has happened because of COVID. It opened up a lot of fields, a lot of areas now, a lot of new areas. And that opportunity exists for you as a job seeker. You can be able to do what you want to do. And do it the way you want it done. And let me tell you something, it may be a little struggle, but if you put forth an effort, you will find there's a lot of help in job seekers trying to help you get what you want. But you got to apply yourself and you got to work at it. Today we have with me Dr. Sean Smith, who is a playwright. Say it, Miss.
Tell him I'm going to make it.
Tell him I'm going to make it. The stage play, Christian stage play. Has a lot of meaning, a lot of life to it. And we got Sister Debbie, who is the greatest comedian. Give us one of them good jokes, sister.
A joke? You is this free? We doing charity work right now. Like I got to pay Uncle Sam for these jokes. I don't know about joke, but you know when you're talking about people looking for jobs, you know, COVID, they had you at home, but people became really creative.
They sure did.
And right. I became creative, too. I came up with a few things of my own, you know. So I have a few lines that I have right now because a lot of ladies went natural, couldn't get the hair done and all that stuff. And then when we come out of 2020, you know, everybody coming out with the hair all over the head, the nails ain't done, their toes ain't done. So I came up with don't give up on God hair care line.
Because,
you know, when you come out like that, you just done gave up.
Done gave up.
So I came up with that. And then me and my friend, we got a little bored during that time. And I was on the dating sites and everything. Uh-huh. But I came up with another one of my own that's called datemydaddy.com. And you can call me to get your date set up. I got the pictures and everything. You pick out the one you want. Now, I have the phone be ringing off the hook.
I'm sure it does.
All the time.
All the
time. But see, you get just get creative. That's you can't go work the clock for 9 to 5, then come up with you something.
What you call
that
it?
That you can do. Huh? Date my daddy. You want to be a candidate?
I don't know, but okay. I want to write it down.
Okay, datemydaddy.com, and don't give up on God hair care line. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I might can send you some business.
Yeah, send me some business. But I do. I tell these jokes, and I get hired for birthday parties, past anniversary, hosting, things like that. You want me to come and entertain? And it don't take me long. I'll be up there about 15, 20 minutes, and I make me a good little change.
Hey.
You know, for that.
That's Matt.
Mm-hmm.
If you need a chauffeur now to get you to those locations.
Yes. You want me to hire you for that? Okay.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right. Because it'd be hard putting on these lashes and putting that wig on straight trying to drive myself to these events, you know, because I don't have nobody to be ready to take me. So I'm looking forward to getting, you know, on up there high Hollywood's, the A-list, you know, right, where I have a driver.
We got to get an SUV. We got to get a Suburban for it to haul around in it.
Yes. Haul all my things in. Yes.
Put
that
all
would be
the
nice.
Things in. That's all right. But Sister Debbie, it's my pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. And
that's
I hope
so
this won't be the last time.
Is your product on Variety? What is it? Prime?
Huh?
Your product online,
Amazon.
Can you get it on Amazon Prime?
I think some of the products.
Some of them.
But right now you got to call me. You got to go through me. I got a phone number I can give y'all.
All right. Y'all heard that? Miss Debbie looking for some business out there.
Mm-hmm. Sure will.
So we'll tell you, it is grateful. Well, Dr. Smith, you got any requests, boy? Before we close out this evening?
No, I just want to make sure you can get your tickets. Come on out and meet Miss Debbie. You cannot let this weekend go by. July 27th and 28th. July 27th. You don't want to miss her. You can come out and shake her hand, give her a big hug. I think she would take a hug from you. You know, she talk about cuddling and carrying on. So I'm sure she don't mind a big
for
hug.
A small
come on out.
Fee.
She said for a small fee. You can get you some tickets. You can enjoy yourself. Listen, a lot of people are sitting back wanting something to do. People are always complaining. We don't got nothing to do in the city. Well, how about that? Grand Royal Productions proudly presents, backed by popular demand, the hit gospel stage play, Tell 'Em
I'm Gonna Make It.
You can reach out to us at grandroyalproductions.com. That's www.grandroyalproductions.com, and get you some tickets. If you happen to talk to me directly, listen, I can show you how to get a free ticket.
All right.
Okay, I heard that. You hear that? Free.
You heard that.
And remember,
he didn't say it, but on the 27th, that's two shows. He's having a matinee and an evening show.
The matinee is seniors 65 and older.
For the senior citizen, you're having a matinee show. So come on out. You can drive down from Tarpon Springs. You can drive over from Bartow if you care to.
Real
it's not
view.
That far. You can drive from St. Pete over there. And then turn around on that Sunday evening. He's going to have a concert. And I have to get it. The boy can sing.
He can.
He got a backup.
Bear
I don't care whether he can sing or not, but he got a backup crew.
Oh,
they can sing.
They can sing.
They can
it's
sing.
Vegas meets Broadway. That's what I say. And a cross between a little gospel.
Little hallelujah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Are you gonna bring any cakes to the concert?
I might. I don't know. We have to see. It depends on people coming. If they come and they see a ticket, they might get a cake.
Now you know when people come out, they want something to eat. They're gonna want something to snack on.
Oh yeah.
After they see a good show or hear a good singer, I want to snack on something. So you got to have them cakes.
Have some cake.
They need to call us and let us know what their favorite cake is and how many tickets they want.
All right, we're coming down to the close of the show. And we want to thank y'all. We want to thank Gene Hodge for allowing me to sit in behind the mic and hope that we have come to set something that's been encouraging to someone out there and doing the Entrepreneur Hour and doing this hour, which is Job Seekers Hour. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank my guests for stopping in again. Dr. Sean Smith, who is the playwright of, how you say it, sister?
Tell him I'm going to make
Tell
it.
Tell him I'm going to make it. And herself, Sister Debbie, the comedian of all. I'll put her up against anybody.
That's right.
All right.
So look, get your tickets for the 27th and get a free concert on the 28th. Can't ask for no better than that. Mm-hmm. Anybody out there need tickets, want to call and get more information, call in. There's flyers around. How did you say it, Dr. Sean?
Grand Royal Productions at www.grandroyalproductions.com, or you can call 803-761-8995. You can also go to Al's Finger Licking Good in Tampa. Over there, you can get some tickets over there. You can also go to the African Extravaganza.
Yes.
And you can get some at Dressing Fashion for over there in St. Pete. Go get some tickets.
Get some. We're looking for you.
Get some tickets.
All right. Put the record on, Gwen. Not yet. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say that you can find Miss Dovey.
Go ahead.
Miss Dovey's so funny on Facebook. I got banned on TikTok right now. I'm off of that right now. I got to get my account back up. But Miss Dovey's so funny on Facebook, so I'm on there. And then if you need a ticket, you can inbox me too as well.
Yeah, all right.
Looking Good Men's Fashion in St. Pete. Go get your tickets over there. St. Pete, Looking Good Men's Fashions.
So, all good?
Grand Royal Production.
All right. Grand Royal Production. And we're going to get Miss W a top seat. Got some cars, too.
Yes, that's so.
But I don't see my name on none of them.
Yeah, they're on there. We are grateful for Impact.
All right, Gwen, we got you. We're
Christian
going on.
Magazine.
I just noticed this. We got time. So, Christian Magazine and all, we hope everybody go get the tickets. I'm going to datemydaddy.com when I get home.
Isn't that a shame?
And look that up.
Yeah, put your comp, make your profile on there.
I'm going to get some of that hair product.
Get your products.
And I want to make sure that we leave a good tip for Gene Hodge when he get back.
How
when
about
the
that?
The phone be ringing off the hook when he get back, because they want to know where Miss W at.
Yeah. I'm right here. And hopefully he let me come back. I might need to get used to this right here. This is
all
nice.
All right. There it is. We thank you all. You heard what Frank says.
Yes, it was mine.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden insists he's staying in the race for the White House, but the first Democratic senator, Peter Welch of Vermont, in a Washington Post op-ed, calls for him to drop out. He joins 9 Democratic House members who've made the same declaration publicly. CBS's Scott McFarland.
CBS News has confirmed Senate Democrats have scheduled a closed-door meeting with the president's campaign team tomorrow.
I think that we could lose the whole thing, and it's staggering to me.
After Michael Bennett of Colorado became the first Democratic senator to publicly predict the president could lose in a landslide.
Two senior Democrats tell CBS News the Biden campaign could face financial problems.